Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wednesday, November the 3rd. 1, 2, 3. I guess we could, let's see. 1, 2. Buckle my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up stick. 7, 8, don't be late. 9, 10, big fat hen. Remember that? You don't remember that, probably, do you? Or do you,
sure.
Ladies? Jennifer Warren is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay is off there. Victoria probably doesn't remember because she had a sheltered, sort of closeted life as a youngster growing up and wasn't exposed to a lot of these important things that the rest of us were. All right, ladies, let's get started with something that's very, very important this hour. Women handball players no longer required to compete in bikini bottoms, according to the International Handball.
Much more important than the World
the
Series.
Elections. The World
Yeah.
My state doesn't have a governor yet. Sure. Yeah. Let's talk about
what
bikini
a surprise.
Bottoms.
Wow.
These new rules follow the controversy over the bikini bottom requirement. Apparently, Norway's women's beach handball team was fined last summer for wearing shorts in the competition, a penalty that sparked backlash over the rules, broader debate about sexism and double standards in sports. So would you like to see men in, thongs?
Ugh,
bikini bones. No.
Gosh. Hard pass.
Like flouncing around playing handball? No.
No.
Mm-mm. Male players are allowed to wear shorts as long as 4 inches above the knee. And they can be loose fitting. So this is pretty sexist stuff. I'm surprised it hasn't been dealt with long before this. But
well, I don't think handball really moves the needle. So I think
really?
The fact that, you know, that
it's not
these
one of
women,
the top sports.
Yeah, and the fact that these women made an international story out of this, I think is really pretty incredible. I mean, this is Norway and handball, and those are not two things that typically are on everyone's tongue. So good for them. And they were, I mean, the requirements were ridiculous. You couldn't have more than 4 inches of material covering your butt. Like, I mean, that's just, I don't know, that's just insane. So,
and who's measuring?
I know, right? And how is that conducive to being athletic?
Some guy.
It's the same argument during the Olympics. Wasn't it the volleyball team in Ware that was like, yeah, guys, we don't want to wear these things anymore. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, I told you we'd get something started here that would be of interest and import. Yeah, okay. So is no governor in New Jersey yet? Why? What's the? They don't know how to count.
It's too close to call. And some of the polling sites last night, the ACLU and the Women's League of Voters both tried to get an emergency injunction to keep the polls open until 9:30 because the polling places weren't open on time. So in certain places they had some malfunctions or something. So, and then that was denied. So that was up in Mercer County. So I'm not really sure what the grounds were for denying that. And that may come back into play. I don't know. But as of right now, it's too close to call.
It's also, in terms of, like, people getting turned away, too, in Virginia, people without masks were being turned away. There were a lot of people who were saying that there was voter suppression. People who were going into polling places without masks were getting turned away from voting.
Well, clearly, it didn't work. If that was an accusation against Democrats, it
didn't work. Assuming that that is supposed to be political, we don't know that it was. We just know that there were reports of people who were being turned away. So, I don't know. But, yeah, let's talk about the news because Virginia Youngkin pulled it off. He won. And it was a really good night for Republicans in both states. I think if I were Joe Biden, I wouldn't be feeling great today about how the agenda is going. If I were Democrats, I would think before 2022, I've got some work to do because I don't think many people, except for Dick Morris and Chris Christie, thought that New Jersey was going to be as close as it is. I don't think people even paid attention. They were laughing on the news last night that people in their election meetings weren't even covering they weren't even thinking about New Jersey because they didn't think that it was really in play, and now it is too close to call. We'll see what happens in that state. Virginia had the Republican win there. They chose not to defund the police in Minneapolis. That was a big thing that people were watching. I think the only thing that was easy last night was watching the mayoral race in New York City, where Eric Adams pretty handily, I think, what, 76% over Curtis Lewa, but God love him for trying every time.
Right, exactly. In my,
you know, I think town, either way, you're going to get a better mayor than you do with Bill de Blasio.
Better than that. You could have my grandson be better mayor. In Framingham, big important election, the fellow who's been a friend of mine for decades won 70% of the vote against the current mayor.
Wow, good for him.
That tells you something.
Was that a shock to people? I mean, I know you don't like the current mayor, but how do other people feel?
People figured it out. Yeah, no, people figured it out.
So that's an ass whooping. Well, to put it frankly.
And all the news cameras were around, and they tried to play the race card, and because some Republicans had given my friend money, they had nothing. They couldn't run on the record. So you realize Framingham's being taken over by Republicans, which wasn't true at all. There's one Republican on the city council. That's it. So there was that. And then there was a race that was really kind of interesting. Both of the people who were running were friends of mine, and both wanted my support. And I, one of the women, the one woman who was running, takes care of all the PR for the farm and is close to the farm, but the fellow who was city councilor sitting had voted and worked hard to save the farm and work on issues that were important to the farm. So I would not support him, even though I liked the lady who was running. And in most other circumstances, I would have supported her. I supported her when she ran for state rep a few years ago. But there's only three votes. There were 2,000 votes cast. She got 993, and he got 997.
So, and that always kills me.
Recall.
When people go, oh, my vote doesn't count. It's like,
yes, it does.
These races have become so close now. We had a congressional seat determined by 300 seats, or by 300 votes in California this last time around. It's every single vote matters.
Are
certainly
these two,
does.
Are New Jersey and Virginia, are they the first two gubernatorial races in the COVID era?
Well, aside from, like, I don't know, do you count Newsom? Well, that was a recall. So
I think the reason I ask is because I think that coming up, I think that anyone who had to run right now as the incumbent had a very uphill battle. Because
but that's
nobody,
just Murphy, because McAuliffe, you know, it was Ralph Northam that was the incumbent. Terry McAuliffe sort of ran as the incumbent because he was there, what, 4 years ago? He was the governor.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't, you know, there were a lot of different issues at play. First of all, New Jersey has the salt taxes, which are a huge deal, which is the state and local taxes issue. And I think Murphy had that operating against him, number one. Number two,
New York
he
had
also,
the same issue too, yeah.
Yeah, California, all of the really heavily taxed blue states do. So you have that, number one. Number two, he was caught on video talking about mandates. And, you know, this is a little bit of a idea about how did he handle it. There was a lot of scandal that Andrew Cuomo took, and Phil Murphy did the same thing in New Jersey and really kind of skated on it when it comes to nursing homes and all of that stuff. So there was also, I think, that going on. His staffers were caught on video saying that vaccine mandates are coming to the state as soon as he wins re-election. That was just last week that came out. So there's some stuff that may have turned the tide with him. And again, he may pull it off. That race is still yet to be determined. It's too close to call. But the surprise, no matter what, and this is what's troubling when I say if you are a blue voter, is that obviously, whatever the agenda is not working. Now, nationally, they're also saying that this is kind of like a referendum on the national politics of the party, and they're questioning Nancy Pelosi's strategy about kind of kowtowing to the progressive whim of tying the infrastructure bill, which had bipartisan support, to the Build Back Better bill, which doesn't. And they're saying that was strategically very a poor move, because had he gotten a win with infrastructure, there may have been more to celebrate, and instead everything is tied up because they tied these two bills together. They won't pass one without the other. So that was it. In Virginia, I don't think it was super surprising that Youngkin won. He really caught momentum at the end, and he had the right message.
Why?
The message is...
What's the message?
Because,
yeah.
Well, Terry McAuliffe said Terry McAuliffe lost this for himself. First of all, he's a Clinton henchman. He's very swampy, but he's known to Virginia. He comes out and he says that parents don't belong in the classroom. Parents don't belong in a child's curriculum. And that ticked people off. As far as moms go, as far as Hispanics, Glenn Youngkin won Hispanics in the state of Virginia. That's a huge, huge deal. Typically, those are people who would vote for the Democrat candidate. And we've been seeing incrementally Hispanics backing Republicans. It happened in California. It happened in Florida. Now it's happening in Florida. He won Hispanic voters in Virginia by 9 points. Hmm. And it's because of the message, I think, that you're not supposed to be involved with your kid. Critical. He also was a big supporter of critical race theory. And on day one, Glenn Youngkin says, I'm coming in and dumping critical race theory. All the stuff that's been going on in Loudoun County, where that girl was raped and sodomized in her bathroom and passed through the school system, and the dad was vilified as a domestic terrorist, and Merrick Garland was using his video to write a memo that he's going to go after, have the FBI go after parents as domestic terrorists. That didn't go over well with people. That was a lead balloon. And, you know, when it comes to quality of life issues, I was listening to Van Jones talk about it last night with David Axelrod. David Axelrod said Democrats have become the party of elitists who are talking about, they're using morals to try to talk down to people. And that doesn't work.
California was a pretty interesting bellwether state with the recall. That was not lost on the rest of the country. And the issues that were there. And so you have the pendulum that's gone too far the other way, and maybe they all need to sober up a little bit. I thought it was interesting as you were talking about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty consistent. I mean, things go back and forth like that all the time. So you know, when one party's in control, historically people, if they're disenfranchised, are going to vote for the other party, and comes back around to shock some people, because I think everybody gets overconfident that if they're on a winning streak, they're going to stay that way. And politics is notorious for not being like that.
The thing about New Jersey, it's that, you know, everyone, we live in the shadow of New York. And Cuomo steamrolled over Governor Murphy and Governor Lamont in Connecticut during all of COVID. So whatever he said was kind of like, that's what had to go. And I think that the nursing home thing obviously was a huge problem in New York, not to the same extent in Connecticut and New Jersey. But, you know, it's a very difficult state to be the governor in New Jersey. We have not had, and I had forgotten this statistic until it was brought up last night, we have not had a two-term governor in 40 years. Mm-hmm. We bounce back.
Well, a two-term Democrat, because Chris Christie was a two-term.
Christie was a two-term.
This would be the first time. The last 3 years of his second term, he was nowhere. He wasn't even in the state.
Yeah, but he was still elected.
Was running.
What I'm saying it would be the first time that a Democrat was reelected in New Jersey, which I think is so odd.
Which is, we're supposedly the blue state, right? And we're really very purple. We're kind of a 60-40 Democrat-Republican state. It's not an easy state for any one governor or any one party to govern. So it's
time for us to find the middle and to find people on both sides who have intelligent, workable ideas and solutions. And they work together to find the solutions and to have the solutions work. Whether or not this senator, the group of senators, the bipartisan group of senators compromising on the voting rights bill is an example of that or not, not too sure. But
well,
I think
it brought a positive campaign. Youngkin was all positive. McAuliffe called him a racist, called him every name in the book, tried to grade him.
Yeah.
And Youngkin actually ran a positive thing.
18 after the hour.
Hey, team, we landed the contract!
Yeah! Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
Front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program, Ed Sheeran has cleared himself and I guess a few other people to do the right thing. We'll find out. Those of you who are Ed Sheeran, where's we used to have a producer who was a big Ed Sheeran fan, and now we don't know. Well, I don't really know where she is. Where is she? Is she? Have you talked to her?
She works for a podcast company.
Oh, she is? Okay. All right, that's Kara, by the way, for those of you who've been hanging around for a long time. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch in a moment, Ed Sheeran, front and center here on the DJV program in terms of what's trending.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
What happens when you're 70? Anybody ever ask him that?
And baby, my heart could still pull us.
So, why is Ed Sheeran popular? Ladies, Jennifer and Victoria, I'll leave it to you. Leave it to you as to why This, not to bury the headline, which Victoria so often accuses me of,
right.
He had tested positive for COVID a couple of months ago, or I guess last month, been in quarantine since then, but he's been cleared now. So isn't he on SNL this weekend?
He was supposed to be on SNL. He was supposed to be on the November 6th episode, which is coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I think now he got bumped to the following week. I think they had to shift people around because of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to book somebody last minute. I mean, remember, this happened with Morgan Wallen last year when he violated the protocols, and then SNL had to sideline him, and then they got, I think it was Jack White, to just be the last-minute fill-in. So,
They've had a good group, however,
so far.
This
has been a really good season. I'm cautiously optimistic that this is, SNL might be turning around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're equally making fun of everyone, and the skits are actually funny. The guest stars have been great. The musical guests have been great. So,
does Alec Baldwin have a place coming back? Again, they don't do much Trump stuff anymore anyway, do they?
Nothing, no. They make fun of Biden a lot.
Good.
So,
okay.
For people who said that they were only against Trump, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a certain slant, not necessarily with them, but with the news media and the media in general. Okay, here's Jesse Jackson in the hospital. How old is he now? He might be close to 80 or...
Oh, he's 80. Yeah,
80,
not that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So what happened? He fell down?
Yeah, he had a fall. He was visiting Howard University in D.C., and his team said that he fell and hit his head, and then as he was entering a building on campus, and then he was rushed to a local hospital, and they ran all kinds of tests, and everything seems to be normal, but, he had a really bad bout of COVID, and he and his wife were both hospitalized, so...
But he's got Parkinson's, too, doesn't he?
Just a few months ago.
Does he have Parkinson's?
Yeah, he has Parkinson's. Yep.
Yeah, that's rough. That would cause a fall, for sure.
Sure. Yeah, be unsteady on your feet. Okay, let's see. Kristen Stewart engaged. Anybody excited about that?
This is so funny. That started trending yesterday. I'm like, I didn't know she was dating anybody.
She's engaged to a woman.
Yeah,
she lives
privately.
Oh, she is? Oh, okay.
So, she mentioned it a couple years ago on Howard Stern's show that they were dating, and now they're officially engaged. They're going to get married. She's out promoting Spencer. She's playing Princess Diana.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The new 2022 Ford Maverick hybrid pickup, the first standard hybrid pickup in America, is now officially America's most fuel-efficient hybrid pickup with an EPA estimated rating of 42 miles a gallon. City, the 2.5 liter has an EPA estimated rating of 37 miles a gallon combined, 33 miles a gallon highway, and an EPA estimated range of 500 miles on a single tank of gas. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The state of Virginia has flipped red. Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin has been declared the winner of Virginia's gubernatorial race over Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 66,000 votes.
We're going to press forward with a curriculum that includes listening to parents' input, a curriculum that allows our children to run as fast as they can.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a ballot measure to overhaul the city's police department by replacing it with a new agency. The measure was defeated by a 13% margin. Democrat Eric Adams wins the mayoral race in New York City, getting 66.5% of the vote. In New Jersey, the count is still too close to call in that gubernatorial race. It should be noted there are reports of voting problems across New Jersey in connection with a new electronic system to verify the identity of voters. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Republican Representative Pete Sessions on Newsmax Tuesday says the Democrats and their attempts to spread socialism among the people of America was defeated before when the Obama administration was in office.
Well, I remember back well in 2009 and 10 when I was chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, and we were 40 seats back. And we went about making sure the American people knew what the Obama administration, Nancy Pelosi, was doing to the country. And this is literally exactly the same scenario. Socialists have now taken over the Democratic Party. The agenda that they have is bamboozling not only the voters in Virginia, where they have told them, Republicans do not represent your values, and vote for us. And now we see where every single part of a family's life, in their own personal decisions about their schools, trying to stay at work, show up and do the right thing for your community. Democrats, socialists are ruining their lives. We are going to see a big night tonight, and we're going to see a big night in November when Republicans will win back the majority in the House and fire Nancy Pelosi once again.
The Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions in 2021 after defeating the Houston Astros 7-0 Tuesday night. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's about 34 after the hour on our Wednesday program. The Braves won, so they are the world champs, apparently. I don't know what the
people play baseball. I always think the world part is funny, but
champ,
sure.
Yeah, it is, right, the
and
World
like
Series.
Football, like American football, the world champs.
The world of America, okay. Right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Nonsense.
And Canada.
Oh, but it was good. Most people were happy the Braves won, given the choice between the two, because the Houston team's very unpopular and...
Because they're
reason.
What, Doug? Why?
Cheaters!
They're
cheaters! Yeah. Okay, so Mariah in the background, a couple of announcements here, including the flip that will take place today. There will be, I'll bet you conservatively, 40, 50, 60 radio stations will flip to Christmas music today, because tomorrow is the beginning of the rating period, and Christmas music always lights up the meter. But when it comes to what,
especially,
you know, usually
in years like the last, 10, 15, 20, right?
Yeah, right. So anyway, with that, the change in seasons, we have Mariah Carey Smashing Pumpkins to kick off the Christmas season over the weekend.
It was cute. It was a cute little video. Well,
how so? Why do you say it was cute?
Well, because it had all the Halloween, like, jack-o'-lanterns, right? And then you have this woman. You're like, what is going on here? And she starts beating up these pumpkins. It's Mariah Carey, because Christmas is here, and poor Thanksgiving just out the window. We're done.
Right.
It's all Christmas all the time now.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen people already on my social media. Valerie Bertinelli, by the way, who I follow, she's really sweet. She's got her house decorated for Christmas.
No.
The Grove. Yeah, it's got the lights on. Yeah.
The Grove in L.A. has Santa flying over
the Grove
already. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I went to Macy's on, what day was it? I went to Macy's this last Saturday just for a second to look at some furniture. And when I walked in, they had the Christmas trees up. They had the, you know, big balls hanging from the ceiling.
So this song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, which has been pretty much the number one most requested song in Christmas music for... What, it's 10 years old? Is it? How long has that song been?
Oh, God, no. That song's 20.
Isn't it?
5 years old? 20?
No.
I always thought that it came from Love Actually, because we love that.
It was before
that. It was out before that.
Yeah.
So
Love Actually
was
almost
2003, right? Or 2002?
Yeah.
Yep.
We looked this up a while ago. I think this came out in 91 or 92.
Did it?
Something like that.
You're kidding.
Something crazy.
Good heavens. All right, well, anyway, it has entered officially the top song list on iTunes, and it'll be on the Billboard charts probably the first time this weekend, and they'll have a hard time avoiding it when it comes to the American Top 40 thing that Ryan Seacrest does. So, and it's nice to hear it for the first. It gets played so much. There's so many other great Christmas songs that are available. So many makeovers, make goods, whatever you want to call them. Of
1994,
songs.
By the way.
I was just going to say 1994. Oh, my God, it's old.
I thought it was wild. Because I remember we looked this up last year sitting together, and I remember it being early 90s, and I was like, I thought it was 1994.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year. Whoopee. All right, so let's get back to the ladies who are upset because I distracted them with this important news about handball. And so now let's get back. And now, back to the news. The Center for Disease Control, independent advisor.
Handball is dangerous.
Handball bikinis right up.
Uh-huh. Yes, bad for your butt. Anyway, Pfizer and children. Apparently, if you had... What's Jeff's... Your fiancé's children are
12
teenagers?
How, yeah, 12. Did I just say 12 and 2?
Yes, you did.
No. 12 and 9, excuse me.
9, okay. What's his point? What's his position on getting vaccines for them? And how is that?
They're all vaxxed up.
Already?
Well, Luke is not, but Lily is, yes.
Really? Okay.
So now Luke at 9 years old, so now he's in the next group.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is supposed to start
He'll be
really
there first
soon.
Day, I'm sure.
Right? This will start really soon. Well, the good news is they also found
in California they're already making arrangements for how to roll this out for 5 to 11 year olds. So,
Yeah, I think all the states are counting on pediatricians' offices being the ones to do this rather than taking your kid to CVS, which I think is smart because pediatricians need to talk to parents and parents need to consult with doctors.
Yes.
So, the good news though is that they said they found in the 5 to 11 year old category. That the reactions were much, much milder than in older kids. So that's also
I'll tell you, it was all wrinkled up about it.
Feeling better.
Is our friend Jack Stockwell, the chiropractor from Salt Lake, who does one of the hours of the DJV Health Program and is on this program every week as well, thinks this is a horror show for children because of the number. I pressed him on this because of the numbers of children who have had the heart incident. But apparently it hasn't cause the demise of anybody, and they recover from it. At least that's, I mean,
there's
a balance.
They recover at home.
Here.
I know, and that's the thing. In most cases, like, it's over 80-something percent of cases of myocarditis, and Dr. Ken really should be talking about this as the cardiologist here, but
right.
From everything that I've read, in most cases, that's if it even requires treatment, it's an at-home medication, and the condition self-resolves.
For a lot of parents, though, I mean, the question is, why would I want to put my kids through heart inflammation when most of the time
because the risk
resolves?
That's a good question, and a lot of parents are asking that, and a lot of doctors are saying, cardiologists especially, because the risk of actually having long-term myocarditis from actually getting COVID is a lot higher than what you're going to get from the vaccine. So the risk to
But how many youngsters are actually getting it? Even if they don't have it,
before vaccines, they've seen a lot of kids with myocarditis.
What
from
is a
COVID.
Lot? What does that mean?
I'm
talking about getting COVID. How many youngsters are actually getting COVID?
There's a number.
Severely sick? Not too many. I think the people who died is like 300 or 400 kids.
But severely sick is also, I don't know, that's not necessarily true because every children's hospital all through the South was completely over capacity. And kids were really, really sick. I think the number, where was the number? It's like 1.9 million kids have had it or something. There was a number I'd lost in front of me now. But it's a larger number than what people initially thought.
All right. Eric Church's good Doug. Church's tour, couple of COVID sniffing dogs now on the team, providing a line of defense against the disease. It's called the Gather Again Tour. Has he had it? Why is this, and are others doing the same thing, would be my question before each show.
I think it's weird. COVID sniffing dog just sounds disgusting to me. It's kind of like, remember
we have bomb sniffing dogs everywhere. It's the same thing.
There's a very famous, there was like a line where people kind of giggled that Biden said that they're cancer sniffing dogs. And we've all heard the story about the cats, like who go through nursing homes and they can smell out the people who are going to die. Like that just freaks me out.
Yeah. Well, dogs do sniff out cancer.
I know.
We talked about this with Warren.
But I can't handle it. It just sounds like, oh, gosh.
Have you seen those dogs that help kids who have epilepsy? It's unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing.
They like make them sit down so they know when the epileptic fit is coming. It's unreal.
I know, but this is totally off topic, but did you see there's a video that's gone viral? Maybe this is for Jay's trending section, but it's a guy who was got a vacuum, you know, the kind that has the hose. And he sticks the hose up to his neck and he starts pretending to be sucked into the vacuum. He starts screaming and his dog attacks the vacuum hose and pulls it off of him to save his life. You see
there you
this?
Go. No, but that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. Like he, you know, it's all in jest, but he's seeing what his dog would do if he was sucked into a vacuum. The dog, which I think was a bigger dog, it looked maybe like a German Shepherd, but I'm bad at breeds. Jumps in and like pulls the hose off the guy's neck. So this other guy with a little white, like pretty dog, teeny tiny, like fluffy dog, he decides to do it in front of him, and the little teeny tiny white fluffy dog just stares at him and watches him get sucked into the bathroom. It's very funny. So now people are seeing what their dogs would do when they've got these vacuums.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, back to you in the studio.
I think Eric Church is doing this though. Yeah, the two COVID sniffing dogs. They, according to this, was like a country music news. This story, and apparently a lot of people in his band have tested positive, so that's why they brought the dogs in, because it's kind of like another layer of protection. So I don't know. I guess this is kind of the way he feels like he can tour. This guy Doug is the guy who looks like your son with sunglasses on. Remember, he sang, he didn't do the anthem, but he sang something at the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and everybody was like, is
was
that Brendan?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Brendan got,
so
your son Brendan got inundated
with COVID.
COVID.
Did they just throw the concert down, or did they throw the people out?
It's for the backstage people, the local workers, and so they sniff out COVID like a bomb sniffing thing, so when you walk through the line, the dogs will sniff. If they detect something, then they do a rapid test. So, and that's kind of like an extra layer. But rapid tests are pretty expensive.
How much they cost?
Well, I mean, they could be $100 per test per person. So, that's a lot.
All right.
Church, please. Floating money.
Speaking of testing, 89 New York City police officers have been placed on unpaid leave since the vaccine mandate went into effect the other day. The number is a pretty sharp contrast with the release from the heads of the five police unions who said the city was going to pull 10,000 officers off the street.
Yeah, this was so overblown. Oh, my gosh.
Well, a lot of this stuff is. It's all positioning and the pejorative side of it. You know, these people who don't want to do vaccines, they use this and...
our sheriff's department, the sheriff came out again and he said, I'm on par to lose 5,000 members of my 10,000 person team. So, you know, yeah. Over,
I don't know where those numbers come from, though, because this is, 89 officers are put on leave, but that's a quarter of 1% of the entire force. And they said 85% of the NYPD is already vaccinated. So I don't know. I think it makes for headlines, and people like to just scream about nothing. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. It's kind of like looking at this Texas abortion ban and the Supreme Court getting involved in it and what the justice is going to do. And isn't it amazing that Kavanaugh and Barrett were also concerned with the way Texas has tried to evade some of the challenges in federal court.
Yeah, because it can lead to a lot of other infringements upon constitutional rights.
I love that everybody was, like, so up in arms about Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
They're going to be such jerks. And
well, we also don't know how they're going to rule. That was just the oral arguments and where they were saying, you know, like, the way it was written. And Jen, you've pointed this out. This is the Supreme Court takes issue with stuff on how it's written and how Texas
but
wrote
their job
this
is to apply is the job, right? And to apply the law. And so I think that is, you know, unfortunately, everything gets so politicized. And instead of acknowledging
that
both Kavanaugh and Barrett are capable of this, people just went apoplectic about.
Well, they did that when
the second coming of, like, you know, the devil.
When what's his face, the chairman, who they all thought was going to be a right wing wacko, wasn't and isn't at all. I don't see him. Roberts is being. No, I'm talking about Roberts.
Roberts. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I don't see him that way.
He's moved progressively left, though. He definitely started farther right.
He just sees the laws are written better on that side. Now, everybody's focusing on Texas. I think if you're really concerned about abortion rights, you focus on the one that's in Mississippi, because if that makes its way to the Supreme Court, that
which is the one that hits on Friday before the court. I think it's Mississippi, right? That's the
Mississippi's
direct challenge.
First in the queue.
Mississippi's the direct challenge.
Direct challenge.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said this all along. I think that Texas law is going to go away. I don't think there's going to be able to uphold that law at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
They
I know
shouldn't.
People were really upset about it, but
well,
it's,
how can
well,
you,
it's not
how
about.
You,
it's not about
section
vigilantism.
It's the vigilantism part of it is insane.
Correct.
I mean,
and I think that it's not even about whether you should or shouldn't, because you know what? You can argue in circles, and people, by the way, have compelling arguments on both sides of everything, right? But how is the law written? How are people's rights being infringed on? And I think the Texas bill was just written very poorly.
Well, Florida has a total copycat bill of the Texas one, so hopefully if they dismantle the Texas one, then the Florida one will be a non-starter. Because they're copying it.
That is for sure. All right, 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
That was very authoritative.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it, and how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it, and I've been buying back customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Andy Solomon. When a patient with prostate...
53 past the hour now, our community comes together for Tech Talk. At the moment, Victoria Keelan, having done some research into, first of all, Facebook's plan to delete faces. After all, it's called Facebook. Where are all the faces gone?
Yeah, right. So Facebook plans to shut down its facial recognition system in the coming weeks, according to Meta, which, of course, is the new parent company name, blah, 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 of Facebook.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah, so they are citing the many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society. So the changes will affect more than a third of daily Facebook users. Facebook will delete more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. And so the recognition system has been around since December of 2010, but Facebook has one of the largest repositories of digital pictures in the world. And so if you're a Facebook user and you think, well, I don't use facial recognition, well, think about it this way. Anytime that you have a picture, let's say with your family, Facebook has now automatically identified those people, and they've suggested tags for them. So if you're wondering, like, oh, how does Facebook recognize my mom or my aunt? It's because that's what they've been working on since 2010. So it may seem harmless, but that means every single person's face is in a database that, and we know how Facebook is with, you know, data breaches, and how they sell information and your personal information, including your likeness and your face. I mean, your face, I can't even tell you how many times people have told me that a fake Facebook account has been started in their name with their face, with their
really?
Picture. Oh, it happens all the time. And so that's where, and that's just one of the many problems of facial recognition. If you're using it on your iPhone, that's a different technology. There's a different way that Apple has used that and encrypted it. And Apple's just better at that stuff anyway. We talked about that yesterday on Tech Talk, how Apple has, you know, when it comes to data privacy for their users, Apple is definitely a cut above everyone else. So now Facebook has basically been shamed into doing this, and it's the right thing to do. I mean, they say in the future they do see that this could be a really useful technology. However, there are just so many concerns right now. Regulators are stepping in, trying to come up with a clear set of rules for using facial recognition. As we know, facial recognition software has been banned in a lot of states already because it does not recognize any non-white face. It's horrible at being able to identify any
Imagine that.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's black people have been arrested because of facial recognition software, and it wasn't them. I mean, it's really so that's why a lot of states have stepped in and said, all right, police are not going to use this anymore. This is a disaster until the technology is a lot better. And it's kind of like the way lasers are. You know, even if you go in for a cosmetic treatment, you know, certain lasers just don't work on black and brown skin. They only work on white skin because there's that contrast that you need. And facial recognition, a lot of it is based on that same technology. So anyway, so that's what Facebook is doing now. I mean, Facebook is just, it's like the daily scramble at this point.
That's a great way. The daily, we'll have to remember that as we do our reports every day. Yahoo, up next, right after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. When a patient with prostate cancer hears the word metastasized, which means your cancer has advanced or spread to other parts of your body, it's scary. Len Sierra, patient with advanced prostate cancer.
My PSA was rising, which is how I found out my cancer had advanced. PSA is a common biomarker used to track development of prostate cancer.
PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen. There's also another biomarker, PSMA, or prostate-specific membrane antigen, that can help show where the cancer has spread.
Knowing about the specific traits of your cancer can help to develop a personalized care plan. So, have the conversation with your doctor. Let them know your treatment goals and priorities. Prepare questions and ask for clarity when needed. Learn more about the specific traits of your cancer.
Talk to your doctor about PSMA and visit learnaboutpsma.com.
All right, so what's Yahoo shutting down? This is good,
Yahoo
actually.
Yahoo is actually ending its services completely in China because of the, quote, increasingly challenging business and legal environment in China, according to a Yahoo spokesperson. This is the latest U.S.-based tech company to stop offering services in China. The government has, as we know, the government in China has incredibly strict control over the Internet forces, the Internet, and it forces businesses to censor certain information that Beijing deems, you know, subversive. So Yahoo basically said, all right, we can't do business like this anymore. They can't even offer news stories without the Chinese government redacting them and coming in and just removing them altogether at times. So, and there's just also a massive data protection issue. So I think it's a good thing. I think you're going to see a lot of other companies. LinkedIn, a couple months ago, they pulled out. They just said that they just couldn't run their business anymore.
Nope, they can't. Well,
extend your life with Extend Overnight. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.